Hey guys, this is Heartbeat with Peyton and Skylar.
And today we are covering a story that is special to us because it involves one of our very good friends.
We hope you guys enjoy it.
And we will get right into this podcast. Around 4 years ago, our dear friend went through a life-threatening experience, and we're here to tell you all about it.
We interviewed our friend Bailey and asked him to explain the situation to us and how it affected him in the rest of his life.
Can you tell us about the story behind the sticky note Pac-Man in Angela's room?
Yeah. Okay, so when I was in the hospital, there was a garden on top of the roof of the hospital. We went up there, and there was two buildings having a sticky note war. Pretty much just whoever could make the best image out of sticky notes. So I made a Pac-Man in Angela's room.
Why were you in the hospital?
I had a heart transplant.
Why did you have to have a heart transplant?
I was born with a disease called dilated cardiomyopathy.
How old were you when you had to have the transplant?
I can't remember now. What did I say before?
14.
How long were you in surgery for?
About 6 hours.
Any interesting things that happened during the surgery?
During the surgery? Well, after the surgery, I started bleeding, so they had to take me back into surgery and reopen me.
Oh my god, okay,
that sounds scary. That sounds scary.
How did you find out that you needed a heart transplant?
Doctor kind of just said, hey, heart transplant.
Okay, we were looking up some statistics on heart transplants, and were you aware of like the survival rate for the heart transplant and like how long people usually live with a new heart?
Yeah, I was.
How did that like, does it like scare you, or how did it like affect you when you found that out?
Not much.
No,
what happens.
How long were you on the waiting list for a new heart?
About a month and a half or so.
What is the process of getting a new heart?
You get put on the transplant list, and you pretty much wait for a donor heart to come in.
Do you know whose heart you got?
No, I do not.
How long was the recovery process for this?
6 months long.
What did you do like during the recovery? Like, was there anything you did to like entertain yourself or?
Just kind of chilled the whole time, took it easy. Yeah.
Do you take medication on a daily basis?
Twice a day, every day.
If you miss a dose, what will happen?
Nothing much. I miss doses all the time. Let's say like I miss it like a month straight, then things actually start happening, like death.
What's the scariest thing about all of this?
Nothing really. Pretty chill about it because I've been like had problems all my life, so I'm kind of just used to all of it.
How did the transplant, like, immediately, like, how did it affect your life, like, before and after?
I wasn't as cold. I would always get really, really, really cold. I felt a lot better, a lot healthier. I could breathe, like, actually take heavy breaths. Much more energized.
How does it affect your look on life? Like, did it, like...
I'm optimistic because... things happen like this, and it's a second chance at life. So, like, I know I joke around a lot, and I say, like, oh, I'm gonna die. Like, I wanna die, I wanna kill myself, or blah, blah, blah. No, I don't. I never do. I love my life. It's actually pretty good. I'm just an optimistic person.
After we interviewed Bailey, we wanted to know more, so we did some research.
During this process, we discovered that people only live around 5 years with their new heart.
Bailey has had his for 4.
The mood in the room completely dropped.
He's a close friend of ours, and it's scary that we don't know how much time we have left.
But knowing this, we make the best of the time we have left. I think Bailey's a really cool dude, and he's a really great friend, and I love having him around.
Even though I haven't known Bailey for, like, a long time, I have definitely come to terms with how great of a friend he is, because I've been going through a lot and he's just been there for me throughout the whole time, and he hasn't needed to do that. And it's been a lot, and I really appreciate him.
What do I think of Bailey Stapleton? Bailey is simultaneously infuriating and endearing. He is very energetic and not energetic at all. He is a person in extremes, but also very kind. I love Bailey.
Well, Bailey, he's just a nice person overall. Like, I met him freshman year. We were in musical theater with each other, and I was really, like, kind of slacking off in musical theater, and he really helped me along. And, like, ever since then, we've been, like, really good friends, and he's just been a good guy to me ever since then.
Okay, I met Bailey through my brother, older brother Justin, and he was actually really a nice guy, and so I became friends with him, and he has great hair, and his looks are amazing, and he's actually a really good friend of mine. So yeah, Bailey's a good person.